Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. I want to thank you all for coming tonight. We've got, the switchboard is filling up fast. I'm very excited about that. DC Love and myself, Eileen Powers, we are so honored to welcome you here to Angel Antics tonight. And we've already figured out this is going to be a very vibrant show. The last 3-4 days have just been unbelievable for all of us, just the energy that's been going around. And so I want to right now introduce my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. I love you. Are you there?
I'm here, Eileen. I love you, too. And this is such a blessing whenever we can get together, act, and help others.
It is. It is. I'm so excited tonight. I just have this little vibration going on about me, and I just love that feeling. So how's last week been, DC? I haven't talked to you too much this week. Been so busy.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a crazy week, like you said, like all around. And I checked and I found a little article that talked about the energy. And what's sort of happening right now is sort of what's considered almost like a crisis theme. We're in a quarter moon phase. And we just have to be aware of like our own actions and how they affect those close to us. And sometimes, you know, that we may be, you know, thinking one thing and things are actually another way. Okay, but it gives us a chance to really, like, maybe face those obstacles. So what I'm seeing is it really affects Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And I am a Pisces. And I've felt that energy, like you said, throughout the whole week, Eileen. For me personally,
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Being a Sagittarius.
So, see, we're both, like, feeling it. Yeah, we're feeling that energy. But for me personally, it started Wednesday. We were getting around the anniversary of Joan Rivers' death, and I had posted, like, one of the things that, you know, she had posted about the funeral that she had wanted, and I had one of my Facebook friends, you know, having to make a comment that she commented, you know, I don't like Joan Rivers. And then Joan, you know, took over my keyboard and said, you know what, that's okay because I don't like you either. And then the woman replied again, oh, you know, yeah, well, that's okay. And then I said, yeah, it is okay. So I tried to get into the middle of the mix. And then the woman didn't, you know, she couldn't stop. She had to continue. I can't stand her in my energy. And then Joan stuck out her tongue, Eileen, at this woman. And then the woman unfriended me. And I was just like, all of this before 8 o'clock in the morning. I even had not even had a whole cup of coffee. So I started to laugh and thinking, oh, my gosh, right? And then I hear Joan say, cheer up, DC, it's fine. You know, why don't we make some cookies in the shape of male genitals? And I said, Joan, just cool it.
So did you?
No. Because, of course,
I love cookies.
I was getting ready to do Mornings with Jesus, and I don't think cookies and male genitals was going along with the theme.
No, that's probably not the right theme.
Yeah, so it was like a little crazy, but it continued on from there, like, you know, with my channeling with Mother Teresa, who is now Saint Teresa, as well as Lady Diana. Like, people were adversely commenting to, you know, all these beautiful people. So I just, you know what, I stepped back and I figured, you know what, there's a reason for all of this. And I'm just going to go with the flow. And it did initiate some really good conversation where hopefully people learned a few things as well. But I just want to, you know, throw in now a little prayer that I had found that I feel like really it resonates with, you know, with us and with prayer and healing and love. So actually the prayer is called Pray, Heal, and Love. And it's by Reverend Vicki Snyder. Ask the angels for their help. Pray to the angels to assist you in reaching your life goals successfully. Pray to the angels to watch over and protect you in all you do. Pray to the angels for insight into your life purpose and to be guided to it. Heal. Heal your heart and soul of any hurts that interfere with you giving love and fulfilling your life purpose. heal your communication skills so you may speak your truth in the most authentic way. Heal your mental, spiritual, and physical body of any ailments that deter you from living the most happiest and joyful life you can. Love. Love yourself fully. Ask the angels to show you what is lovable about you. Love others with an open heart that is non-judgmental. Love your environment, your friends and family. Acknowledge that you cannot change them and accept them as they are. Through prayer and healing comes the ability to love in a way that lifts you higher and brings much more love to you. Let go of the fear that holds you back and embrace the angels through prayer, healing, and love. And Eileen, that's our little prayer.
Aw, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that really is, you know, DC and I kind of had a little discussion, and we don't always have a theme or anything, but, you know, today our theme is really about love. And the alignment of aligning ourselves with that, with oneself, and with the loved ones around you. First, I'm going to backstep, though, and I'm going to share a little bit about the energy that me and my family have had this week. I actually had a very, very vibrant week. I have been looking for new employment, and I have been very aggressive at you know, looking for a position. And I had 4 interviews in 2 days, 2 of them by phone, and I'm very excited to say that both of the phone interviews have called me back for face-to-face. So I'm excited to move out again and go on my journey and go through these interviews. But meanwhile, I was staying with my daughter, and before I got there, though, the first day, she wakes up in the morning, and her phone starts vibrating. And it will not, so no matter what button she pushes, it will not stop vibrating. She turns it off, leaves it off for a few minutes, turns it back on, the thing's still vibrating. She takes the battery out, puts the battery back in, that thing's still vibrating. So this just showed her that there was some vibrational work going on. And my daughter is very connected, becoming more and more connected as she's training to be a yoga teacher. And so then she gets off and, now I've gotten lost. Something else happened to her right back to back. On the way to work. Normally it's an hour drive to work, and that day she had a very important call, and it took her 2 hours to get to work that day. There was just some vibration that wouldn't allow her to get there. And then on the way home that same day, her car breaks down. And she is, you know, in a 70-mile-an-hour zone with no pullovers, and she had to get off the road. And so she had a wonderful tow truck driver that drove her, dropped off her car, which was about 15 miles from where he picked her up, and then drove her an additional 20 miles home. What a great guy. Really, really wonderful guy. Gave her a ride home, realizing that she was stranded. Then, you know, meanwhile, I'm over at her house, and in 2 days, I had to get my car jumped 5 times. There was just something with the vibration in the area we were at. It never caused a problem. Neither one of us became gruff or angry because of it. It wasn't that. It was just something that we had to deal with. So that was kind of the vibrational energy I was dealing with. But in lieu of it, I also had some the most wonderful things happen with these aspects to getting a new job. So I'm very, very excited for that. And I want to add that today is very much an alignment of 999. And it is time for you to release absolutely anything that has not been serving your greater purpose. We talked about this last week with Mercury going into retrograde last Thursday or Friday. And in that, we've got some alignments coming up. Today is the first one, which is 9/9/2016. And if you take 2016 and add it together, yep, adds up to 9. The next date is 9/18/2016, which is also a derivative of 9. And then again on 9/27/2016, we've got another day of alignment. So this is three times that this is going to happen this month. So this first one is really goes along with retrograde, release, renew, rejuvenate, anything that starts with R-E, you know, just reinvent yourself. Now is the time to let go of everything and align yourself with what you want to reinvent yourself with. And today is the day when you should start really now setting that intention of that reinvention, that new dream, that new exciting life that you're going to have, that I'm going to have, that we're all going to have. Today's the day to set that desire and really set that goal in your mind and put it forward because it's going to align and you're going to draw it forward. The vibrations are there. Look at the DC stories and my stories. They're just, it's just vibrating all around. Energy very high right now. So take advantage of it. It is your time to grow. You are not on this call listening to these words for just entertainment. You were meant to be here, and you were meant to hear these words and align yourself with the vibrational energy that's going to draw you forward in your own life. So know that this is a great time for that, and that's what I wanted to share with you on that. The other thing is that today is also a day for aligning with love. Love your loved ones, aligning with your spouses or your mates. Today is a day to make love with them if they are your mate, or to love them in the deepest, most admirable ways. So put yourself out there. First thing I did this morning when I grabbed my daughter and gave her a hug is I told her I loved her 9 times. She's looking at me like, what, Mom? I mean, she knows how I am. I've always been like this. So she knows, and she just smiled and hugged me back and said, I love you. And then I told her why it was the 9 times. So align yourself with the number 9. If you've been seeing number 9 around different places, then so be it. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. And DC, do you have anything else to add? We do have a few callers here to pick up. But if you'd like to add anything else, I feel like I've been rambling on.
No, I think that was beautiful. I just want to let everyone know that this is a time, you know, of change. So there's going to be endings, and there's going to be new beginnings, and there's also going to be beautiful opportunities coming. So embrace, you know, these new opportunities, and don't be afraid that, you know, things are ending, because something beautiful is on its way. And
I
the
agree.
Angels are with us through all these changes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great addition to all that we've said so far. All right. Well, with no further ado, we are going to jump right in, and I am going to take caller from the 410 area code. 410, welcome to Angel Antics and a beautiful 999 day. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. And who am I speaking to?
Kathy.
Say it again. Kathy. Yeah. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Angel Antics. And what is it that we can do for you today? Can we help you with a begging question, or would you just like your messages so you know what to release?
Yeah, I think I'll go with that.
All right, wonderful. For me, that's always the best, because then you get to come through with whatever it is your angels want you to know today, which I will admit that's my best thing is not always answering questions, although I do. I always feel that I give the best readings when it just is aligned with who you are and what your messages are for today. So, DC, do you have anything for Kathy?
I do. Thank you, Eileen. Hi, Kathy. This is DC.
Hello.
Very nice to connect with you. We have an angel coming in, and this angel is known as the Burning One, and he's asking you to renew your spirit and release all that comes before you, Release all that no longer serves you. Release your doubt, your fear, your guilt, your shame. Cleanse your spirit from within and let that beautiful new energy radiate outward in all directions of time and space. And release from you thoughts of lack and not having all the desires of more. Renew your spirit, Kathy, in the warmth of the sun, in the shimmering moonbeams of silver. How shall you choose to renew your spirit within? So that was the first message about renewing your spirit. And I have another message. There's going to be a lot of happiness around you. I'm getting rewards and, as I spoke of, opportunities. But I do believe that there may be a choice that you have to make, and it may be time for a decision. And we have Archangel Raphael coming in and asking you to please be clear on what it is that you want, Kathy, and then you're going to be able to take action. Okay? This is the time for a decision. I don't know what the decision is, but you're a very intuitive person. You're going to use your intuition to guide you through all of this. So just make sure that you listen to that little voice within and really be clear on what you want, okay? And once you do, do not look back, all right?
Don't look back.
Don't look back once you, you know what you want and you're going to go and make that decision.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting.
Okay?
Okay? And I'm seeing like pennies from heaven. There's going to be, you know, new resources around you. There's going to be money. There may be time, support. There's a change coming. The change could be a job. It could be a promotion. There's going to be...
It could be retirement.
Well, there, maybe are you getting a big check? I see pennies from heaven, like pennies are falling right and left, you know?
No, I want to retire next year.
It could be, but you have the ability right now to manifest what you want, okay? This is a time that you're extremely powerful, Kathy.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting off, this is a time that you could meet someone that's able to open doors for you, okay? And just make sure that you have, you know, like financial plans in place if you want to retire, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that, it's a time that you can actually make a larger purchase.
Mm.
And that could be like a home, some land, okay? So this is really, you know, this is really, really a lucky chance. And it's going to be a time of, you know, great things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you really have to be a little bit more courageous so that you can make that, make that change that's needed, and you're going to change your situation, okay?
Okay.
And if you're, you know, if there's a little bit of fear involved with that, we have Archangel Michael coming in. He's going to help you to get past your fears and to really open your eyes to see the opportunities that are ahead of you.
Okay.
And you may feel a little fear because there might be like a little bit of a lack of confidence, okay?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then call in your angels, and they're going to bring you the courage that you need. And you're going to see that you are, like, so much stronger than you could have realized, okay? So just, you know, if retiring is what you want, commit to that change, Kathy, okay? Believe in yourself and your ability to have that, you know, manifested, okay? Because you're not understanding how powerful you are, okay?
No, you're
and,
right, I don't.
Yeah, and Archangel Michael is saying, Kathy, you may not be seeing things, you know, really as clearly as you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
On the home, are you finding that there's, like, maybe friends or family around you that are sort of more wanting more of your attention? Because I'm getting like, these people around
you. I feel like they've moved away.
Really? Okay. And has there been any arguments or has there been any conflict or anything? Because I'm getting, if you favor one person over another, there may be, like, a little bit of conflict. So you have to watch for that, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
You know, watch for any conflict, okay? Be careful with that.
It's just funny. I have a friend who said at work that she would call me if she wanted to do something tomorrow and, you know, to go somewhere, and she never responded. I think you're picking up that energy that I said, why do people do that?
It's crazy, but you got to realize this, you know what, this is a crazy time right now, so I wouldn't take it personally.
Right.
Like I said, the energy is a little chaotic right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting that to really, you know, with your personal situation, I don't know if you meditate, but meditation is really going to be helpful.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because that's going to be one of the key things to, you know, to keep you in sync. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had any health, you know, issues, something that you've been wondering about, but I see everything improving in regard to health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
had
I also see
a couple things
okay, go ahead.
Going on.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I also see that your finances are improving as well.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So things are going to be fine. So just, you know, hold on to that. And like I said, you know, there's the energy is crazy around. It's not your energy, but there's, you know, craziness around. So don't take anything too hard at this time.
No. Okay. I won't.
Okay. Just let it roll off your back. Let it roll off your back like a duck. Let it roll off your back. And don't get like Joan Rivers did the other morning on me where she had to keep responding.
That was funny.
It is, but it's not. Not when it's like before 8 o'clock in the morning and I didn't even have like a whole cup of coffee, you know? So,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, I was just like the messenger in the middle, you know what I'm saying? Like I was a vessel. And I really, you know, and it was like a back and forth ping pong match.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy. Thanks for calling into Angel Antics. And I actually have something, you know, somewhat similar to what DC gave you, but I'll probably give it to you a little different way and probably add a little bit more, a little bit different twist or whatever. But I did get several of the same messages that she received. The first thing that I really have for you is, and it may be, you know, having to do with this friend that you talked about that didn't call, mm-hmm. that it's really a false sense that, you know, you're being overly focused on her not showing up or something like that. And as DC said, there's just so much different energies going on right now that they're more, maybe a little bit more involved, that maybe, you know, she got caught up with something and it was more about her and her issues rather than her not wanting to spend time with you. It was more about her situation rather than it was joining time to spend with free time. Something's gotten her caught up into something that she can't find that available time. But she wants to. I'm getting that she really does want to. She just didn't have the available time for it. I also get, you know, along with that, that lately that there's going to be some good business decisions coming along. And when DC said that you were going to make a large purchase, like this, you know, this kind of goes along with that. For some reason, I just felt car or automobile. So I don't know if you've been in the market for an automobile or even scratched your head and thought about it. If you did or something like that, or maybe it's just that there's going to be one that comes along that's going to be like a really good deal, and you're thinking, well, gosh, maybe I should go ahead and you know, move forward on that deal. If so, then I believe it would be a very good decision to do that if something came forward for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, DC did allude to you making a larger purchase. And like I said, when she did, I got car and a great business decision. So it might not be one you're looking for, but it might be one that just happens to be a really good business decision. And so if something like that came through for you, then I would say that it might be really a favorable time for you to move forward on that if you're so inclined and if you're able.
Okay.
The next thing I have for you is another thing that DC said, that there's going to be doors opening up. And I got the other half of the message, which was to tell you to walk through them. And so this may also allude to this business decision that seems like it's going to come forward for you. So, you know, just make sure that when those doors are opening up that you do walk through them, recognize them, that they were meant to come into your life right then and there. Like you said, if you're retiring next year, you might want to, you know, refresh your vehicle this year.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it might just be a good time for that. I don't know what you drive or anything, but I'm just giving you what I'm getting through this reading.
Okay.
The next thing I have is also about a complex decision. So, you know, it might not be about a car. It could be another type of business decision that's going to be very complex. And you need to do your research. So no matter what it is, even if the door is open and it looks like a great decision, take the time to do your research on it and make sure that it's very clear and that you use your intuition to make the decision. And don't just fall through that door because it's open. Make sure that you do your research and know what you're walking into before you make that decision. The next two things I have for you actually go together, and it was actually what I said was kind of our theme for today, which is about love, loving one another, loving our intimate relationships, and so on and so forth. And I'm being told that you are a person of great unconditional love for others, and that you do love yourself, and you need to continue to do that and nurture yourself and build yourself up at this time. This is your time to step up and come into your own glory in not only caring for others and being a work of kindness, being a work of Christ-like moves towards others, Christ-like thinking towards others, that deepness of that deep, deep love. You are that person, and it is really your time. As you nurture that within yourself, you are going to just flourish. And it's your time to grow in that deep, deep love for yourself and for others.
Mm-hmm.
Time to do that. One of those reasons is you are actually a very divine person. You are as a high priestess or a very high person in heaven in their divinity. And their view of you, they view you very highly. You're a gift of love and kindness and devotion. And you are really asked to bring your knowledge forward to others at this time and give that gift of Christ's love and just allow it to pour out of your heart space.
Wow.
Just even in areas of spiritual teaching, even if it's just words to others, it is who you are meant to be today. That's the door you're meant to walk through. Just walk
through. Oh, my
God,
that is so true. That is so true. And I'm exactly doing all that now. I'm working. It's my time to work on myself and to help others.
Oh, there is a woman that is very close to you. I am vibrating very heavily down my left side, she represents a woman. I'm getting Mary Magdalene, she was Jesus' right hand. She washed his feet. She served others. She also sat next to him. And I'm just seeing that you are, walking in her divine light. And that unconditional Christ consciousness is just being brought forth through you. And continue that work. Continue to grow. It's going to give you your greatest gift throughout all time. And that's the message I have to share with you.
So she's helping me along my journey?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Wow.
She's by your right. Yes, more than you can imagine. I am vibrating when you ask that. Oh my God, I've got goosebumps all over. Now, when I mentioned Mary's name, Mary Magdalene, I felt the vibration down just my left side. When you asked, "Is she guiding me?" My entire body went into a vibration. Yes, she is very much around you. She's around me right now, telling me to give you these messages.
Uh-huh.
I promise you. Ask for her to help.
I'm going to call on her more because I don't call on her that often. I call on, like, Jesus, Mother Mary, the ascended
master. But she's right in that. She's right in that. She is the same energy and consciousness. So please, yes, call upon her. She will walk, and, you know, as they say, Jesus left footsteps for you to walk in. Well, Mary Magdalene walked by his side, so her footsteps were right next to his. So you may walk in hers also.
You know, it's I had a reading one time, and someone told me I was her sister.
And maybe you know what? Oh, my God, I just got chills again. This time it's all down my back. This is just amazing. Yes, very, very much so. You very could have been up. I agree. I must agree with that. I'm actually getting a confirmation on that from the vibration all over my body. So please work with her. She is your sister. She is also the same consciousness of Jesus. She is the same consciousness of you. But along with the consciousness of Jesus, she also has the Mother Mary consciousness involved in that, the Isis consciousness, that womanly that priestess, that high priestess energy. Same with the Dana of the Tuatha De Dana also carries that energy. And that is the energy that you're asked to walk in right now. And you are that energy. As long as you're walking in it, you will be it.
Wow.
All right?
Thank you so much.
Your angel you to know, Kathy.
Yeah, they were both. Thank you, DC, too. That was both beautiful readings. Thank you.
Oh, God bless
you,
Kathy.
Well. Thank you so much for calling Angel Antics.
Okay.
Wow.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a little out of it right now. That just happens when I really drop in. The next caller I have is from the 408 area code. If I can press the button.
Hello.
408, the Angel Antics.
Hi, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us tonight, or would you just like a message from your angels, as Kathy has? They're pretty vibrant tonight.
Yes, I would like a message from the angels, please.
Oh, wonderful. Well, already I'm getting chills.
Yes, Christy, this is DC, and I feel as you're connecting with Eileen and myself, this is the time for you for a big awakening.
Okay.
This is going to be a beautiful time for you. Around you, you have beautiful energy around you. I feel Jesus. I feel Kuan Yin. I feel there's Buddha around you. I'm getting an M name. There's someone around you in the physical world with an M name as well is going to come in and help you. And what I'm getting for you, Christy, is this is the time that you're sort of like, you know, the beautiful bird, the phoenix.
Okay.
And you're going to have like a rebirth, okay, and be forever reborn, okay? And I'm getting, you know, with this, you know, with this beautiful bird and stuff, I'm seeing the symbol of purity, purity of intention, and then, like I said, again, I'm hearing rebirth. So that's like really, really powerful. You have, like I said, you know, you have beautiful energy around you as well, and, you know, like Jesus and Kuan Yin, that's like the Mother Mary energy and Buddha. So all of that energy is around you as well. Okay. You have the archangels around you. You have Archangel Azrael, and he comes to walk with you. He has the power of the grace of God, and he's going to help you to walk through any challenging times. And his name means whom God helps. Okay?
Okay.
So he is with you. I'm just trying to see what else I have for you. Okay. Okay, and I'm getting you have Archangel Gabriel with you, and she's letting you know that, Kathy, this is the time that actually you can do anything. And whatever it is that you're wanting, please go after it, okay?
Okay.
And if you're in need of help, you have the ability to have people come in and help you at this time. They're going to be very happy to help you. You're a very charming person. You're very friendly. You're outgoing. And the angels are saying you may get some advice. When you do, please follow through on it and really go after what it is that you're wanting, hon, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that there's going to be an opportunity around you. It may be an educational opportunity.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you were thinking of pursuing, like, higher education. But if, you know, if that's something you're thinking about, you know, that is possible. Or you may have, like, a new interest that, you know, just comes at this time. But
okay.
I do feel like you're going to have some kind of, like, educational pursuit. Okay. And
okay.
you may have been procrastinating, like, a little bit, but that's no longer going to happen.
Okay.
You have Archangel Michael walking with you. He's going to help you to, you know, to change whatever's going on and
okay.
to get you where you need to be. You have Archangel Raguel with you. Anything that was sort of, like, not, you know, going your way, you're going to have justice in that regard. Any kind of, like, situation previously that you may have had that may have seemed unfair, Archangel Raguel is going to come in and he's going to help restore balance, you know,
okay.
for any situation. And you're going to find sometimes, you know, when you really reflect on those situations, we always find that we, you know, we partially created, you know, these situations by choices
yes.
that we have made. And if we make new choices, then what happens? We can bring about new results, okay?
Right.
So just be careful at this time, you know, in regard to what decisions you do make, and try to extend kindness to those around you,
okay?
If, in fact, you do receive any kind of legal documents, please look over them very, very carefully.
Okay.
And I'm getting this is a time where this is going to be a heartfelt time for you. I don't know if it's going to be something you're pursuing or a person may come into your life. I'm getting there might be opportunities, and there actually may be, like, something in regard to romance as well.
Okay?
It's a powerful time of emotions for you.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Okay. Do you have animals, hon? Because I'm getting, like, the... Okay, because really this is a time to really connect with those beautiful animals. They have nothing but, like, you know, like, pure hearts, and they vibrate so high, and... You know, when we get in touch with them, we could feel their love just by looking in their eyes, you know, petting them. So you're asked to really connect with those beautiful animals that are in your life, hon.
Okay?
And then the other message that I have for you is this is going to be a time of balance and peace, okay?
Okay.
So just focus, you know, focus to gain insight. Because I feel like you do have some decisions that you have to, like, really, like, focus upon, meditate upon before you act, hon. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and you're going to see that, like, you know, there may have been parts of things that were hidden from you. You're going to see that they come to light, and there's going to be, like, a beneficial outcome in the future because of this. So just meditate on a decision prior to, you know, going forth and making it. And just know that as you do, you are supported by the angels. They're all around you. And just keep all your thoughts, you know, and aspirations, like, you know, in the highest regard. And the angels are going to help you along your path. And they're going to help you to fulfill your divine life mission and your soul purpose.
Okay.
Have you misplaced something recently or lost something?
My house.
Okay, because I'm getting the universe is going to manifest something better, hon.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, just believe in that. And that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, GC. God bless
you. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, have we lost Eileen? I'm sure she'll be right back. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay,
well, I'll just continue on. I'm going to see what else the angels have for you as we wait for Eileen. She may be having a little bit of, like, as she said, you know, like some interference with all the electrical issues that she's been having, so we're just going to disregard it.
Does it say where I might be making these changes?
I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'm on is that you've got to take charge of the situation.
Yay,
okay, crazy lady. We're glad to have you back, Twisted Sister.
Hey, I told you it was going to be one of those days. It's been one of those days. As soon as I picked up, I touched the phone. As soon as I touched the phone, it disconnected me.
Okay, but you know what? I have to tell our caller now that we have Jesus coming in.
Okay.
And Jesus is with you right now. We have Jesus with you right now asking you to just open your heart to love, hon. Okay? Because as we know, the heart is the gateway of receptivity. And, you know, love is the answer to every question, you know, no matter what it is. So everything that you've been thinking about, everything that you've been desiring, everything that you are seeking comes when you open your heart to love, to both sending and receiving love, hon, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So the more that you, you know, the more that you allow yourself to love, the greater depth of meaning your life is going to have. And like I said, Jesus is here with the other ascended masters, and you are fully supported, you're protected, and you're safe. So know that, okay?
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm not going to touch the phone. Look at it, all right?
Okay.
when DC was talking about Archangel Raguel, I also got a very similar message, but it's really about that you've got somebody that you're dealing with, you've got competing goals. And it's really been a lot about bothersome details that have been coming along, and it's been just creating conflict because you each don't necessarily agree with the details that are going along. You have different perspectives, different ideas. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what the idea is. If there's five people involved, there's five different perspectives to it. And we don't always agree with people. But that's kind of what's going on there that I'm getting. But really, overall, there really can be really a happy outcome to that. And it's about making time and taking a really sensible approach to the conversation and really being able to communicate because it's just been a challenge. So just, you know, in kind, have an understanding manner. And it's just about that sensible approach and realizing that your perspective, yes, is affecting you, but just realize that their perspective is what's affecting them. And a meeting of the minds is always greater than, separating and having to have one's way because that just doesn't, that just doesn't always work out very well. Overall, what I'm also seeing is I actually had Mary Magdalene show back up. Now, last week I had Dana from the Tuatha De Danann show up six times.
Okay. Wow.
She actually showed up in that first reading and along with Mary Magdalene. Now, here I've got Mary Magdalene here again. So, again, the theme that we had opened the show with and we had talked about in the beginning, or at least I had alluded to, was love. And Mary Magdalene is all about that unconditional love. So, and this card is in between these other two, which is telling me when it comes to this situation, call on Archangel Raguel, call Mary Magdalene and the energy of Jesus Christ. And ask that energy to help you align with your best decision.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Along with any of the other things that DC, suggested to you. But those two, the one Archangel Raguel, which is one that DC also received, and also Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is, I think, a message really going to be for everybody today. We'll see if she shows up again. I will say if she does. I'm also getting there is going to be a happy outcome. So have confidence. And this is really going to be a bigger, because that happy outcome is a bigger picture than these other messages. There really is. It's more of a life event that's going to be a happy outcome. Maybe it is that you are going to receive a new home or a new place to live or something's going to align you with something really, really good like that. In the meantime, you actually got three other messages that are very similar to give you, and that is that you need to honor yourself. You need to honor the cycles of your body. the rhythms of I had several callers before the show started, and I always try to bring them in first. And
okay.
And that is those cycles I was talking about. Today is 9-9. Next upcoming, we've got 9-18. The next upcoming, we've got 9-27. I want you to pay attention to the cycles this month.
Okay.
Right now, what I want you to do right now, tonight, as soon as the show's over, sit down, and I want you to write down, Christy, I want you to write down those things that aren't serving you, those things that you want to release, renew, reinstill in yourself, or revoke in yourself, those things that you want to let go, any energies you want to let go, any unhappy energies that aren't serving you, I want to let go of, anybody that isn't helping you align with the best version of yourself.
Okay.
And then right underneath that, please help me realign with the best version of myself.
Okay.
And then make another statement.
Oh, Eileen?
I got the first message.
Hello. Can we lose Eileen again?
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, my gosh. This is like such crazy energy. Sorry about that. My goodness.
All right. Well, I'm so patient.
You know, we're going to have Eileen. We're going to hold on. She's coming back. But in the meantime, we have Archangel Zadkiel coming in.
Okay.
And he's talking about the need for more balance, hon. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, like Eileen is talking about, like, different things that are coming up. Just wait for the perfect timing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm back on,
so
DC.
I wasn't even touching
the phone. Yeah, I'm back here. I wasn't even touching the phone, and it just disconnected on its own. I'm sorry. That's why we call the show Angel Antics, because the angel comes in and they cause different antics with us, and we never know when they're going to happen. So welcome to Angel Antics.
Exactly.
Yes.
Anyway, the rest of what I have for you is that you really are supplied for everything you need. So this happy outcome is because you are really supplied for all your tomorrows. There is great abundance in this world, and you just open yourself up to that. One of the ways to do that is to connect with nature, go outside. The next week, well, I'm not sure where you live, but next week for here in California, it's supposed to cool down. And we are, so right now is, you know, maybe one of the last weekends or opportunities we have to get out and really enjoy that warmth and sunshine. And you are actually being told to go and do that. So along with everything else I told you, get yourself out and enjoy nature. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Christy.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you both very much.
All right. I hope that helps. And we will talk to you again soon. Call in again. Thanks.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bless you both. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And our next caller is from the 570 area code.
Hi, Lee.
570.
Welcome, Lynn.
Hello. Thank you, too.
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to Angel Antics. And did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I just want to thank you, ladies, for a few weeks ago that you had given me a reading, both Eileen and DC, and about a job opportunities, and they seem to be all flowing in, and I'm very grateful, and you were right on the money, and I just have to thank you, ladies, for everything that you're just so awesome.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, we're really glad things are aligning for you. That's the most important part, is that things are coming in and showing up for you.
And the energy this week has been like, it's just too unbearing. Like, between the last 3 days, I just, my whole
That's
body
an understatement.
It's just
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we shared our crazy energy days. So, yeah, we get it. We understand. Amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm open, whatever you want to give me. I don't really have a question. I'm open for anything that you ladies want to share with me.
Awesome. All right, Lynn, well, let's see what your angels have for you.
Okay, Lynn, this is DC. Thank you for calling us this evening.
I love you guys. You're great.
Oh, thank you. I just want to let you know that the angels and the ascended masters and the archangels are all with you at this time. They're helping you and they're guiding you as you're fulfilling your divine life purpose and going forward on your soul mission. And as you, you know, you do your part and you put in that effort and, you know, be the person that you're supposed to be because you are this beautiful light worker, you're going to see that you're going to start manifesting. All the abundance and all the plenty is going to come your way. So the angels are saying, Lynn, just keep going forward on that path. You know, just do what you're supposed to do, and you're going to, you know, live your life as that beautiful light worker that you are, and you're filled with passion and confidence, and the angels are going to be with you every step of the way, okay? All the prayers that you've been, you know, praying, all the affirmations that you've been saying, all of that has been heard, and it's being responded to. Okay, so just follow what you're getting intuitively and trust that everything is going right now according to divine, you know, your divine life plan. Okay?
Okay.
I'm also seeing that your material life is changing in positive ways as well. And it's not only changing, I'm getting there's going to be significant increase to your prosperity and abundance, Lynn.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm getting, you know, just keep your eyes open because I'm getting, you know, like you said, I'm getting opportunities. And you're a very talented person, and the angels are saying, you know, there's going to be opportunities for you to really use that talent that you have. And just have confidence and believe in yourself and, you know, go forward and put your heart into it. And mm-hmm. I hear success all around you. I'm getting the letter G around you. I don't know if that's a person or a place. If it doesn't make sense now, just hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just release any kind of negativity. Like there might be negativity from the past. There may be a little bit from this week because the energy is a little crazy.
Oh, the energy is nuts. I'm telling you, I'm not sleeping. I woke up this morning on 555. That was the number. Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? Call upon Archangel Michael. And he'll surround you with his protective energy, and he'll cleanse any negativity that may be around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Because when we have that around us, it's sometimes hard to get the messages from the angels. But what I see with you, Lynn, like you said, there's new beginnings coming, and you're sort of that beautiful phoenix that's rising again from the ashes. And not only are you rising, but you're stronger and you're more determined than you ever were.
Wonderful.
So you're rebuilding, you're going forward, and what I'm getting to is, you know, you're moving on from, like, toxic relationships, toxic people. You're letting go of sort of like a depressing career, and you're shifting your focus and you're shifting your concerns. And as you release the past, your future gets brighter and your finances, they're changing, like I said, in a beautiful, positive direction for you.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, follow what you're getting intuitively because you are hearing your angels and
you
are getting their guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you have time, meditate a little bit and allow them to communicate with you and pay, you know, really close attention to anything that you're feeling or you're hearing, any visions that you have. And, of course, if there's any messages that you receive that you don't understand, ask the angels and they'll deliver, like, a more clear message. Okay, but I see for you specifically, your intuition is like coming in a lot stronger.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay, and just continue on the path, Lynn. You are on the right path. Okay,
oh,
you're on that track that you're supposed to be on, and continue doing what you're doing. And the angels are saying everything that you've been thinking about, hon, is becoming a reality.
Oh, thank you. You girls are great. I love you both.
Within you, Lynn, and it's trying to come out, and the angels are saying, with your guidance, every opportunity you get, And please share your ideas, you know, with the world. You're
absolutely
so needed here.
Okay,
God
great.
Bless
thank
you. And you are. And
God bless you.
And to step into the spotlight where you belong, Lynn. God bless, hon.
Thank
and that's my
you.
Message for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, hon.
God bless you. Thank you. Eileen, disappear again?
Yeah, I'm actually still here. I'm not going to text the phone just in case I mess. But you
I've
know,
been
last, the last
been
time you hung up,
quite a bit.
Well, the last time it hung up, I wasn't even touching it. I was just, I kind of lean towards it and talk at it because I'm afraid to zap it. You know, to zap things. So, yeah. So anyway, so what I have for you today, though, Lynn, is that lately you've been, you know, feeling that some of these things and some things in life have actually been kind of, you've had some negative and fear-based thoughts. I hate to come across with negative stuff, but that's what it's saying. That's what I'm hearing is, you know, you've kind of had a negative aspect to things. You know, we always have the ability, and I do it too. I've actually been through kind of what I call a rut. And having those negative fear-based thoughts, and it's like, wait a minute, that isn't who I am, and that isn't who I choose to be. But sometimes they just kind of bag us down. So I'm getting the feeling that you've been having some of those bagged down thoughts, just feeling like, oh, I'm trying to beat my way out of this paper bag, and for some reason it won't break.
I felt like that last week.
Yeah, this has been in just recently, this last week,
mm-hmm.
like I said. And but really what it is right now is time for you to let that go, and it is time to blossom. And it's something that DC kind of, I got it when she said it, was that it is time for you to be blossoming right now. So just get started. Get started on doing whatever it is you want. Have the patience with yourself to really process what it is you desire to do, and don't give up. It is time for you to bloom. Think of yourself as this, you know, beautiful white rose that's all tightened in a bud, and it's painful. It's, you know, that's where you were last week. With this all closed up in this, you know, I call it, I refer to myself as a negative Nell. In this negative Nell attitude and you know, things aren't moving forward. And so that's when you're in that closed rosebud. And so now it's time for you to blossom. So I want you to actually, after the show, sit back and meditate. And I want you to visualize your heart space and yourself as that white, as a white rose. And last week you were all closed and tight, and this week you are opening. And I want you to sit and meditate and watch yourself and watch that rose completely open into the most beautiful rose you have ever seen in your life. There may be pink tips. There could be could be like fire and ice that's, you know, white and red. Whatever your favorite rose is, even if that rose becomes a pink rose or a yellow rose, whatever your favorite one is, allow it to blossom into that and see yourself in the center of that flower, because that is who you are. You are blossoming right now, and you need to be focused with full intention on and not allowing your thoughts to waver, because those feelings are going to create action for you. And that action is bring you to your target, and it's going to put you on mark. Just know that's what you're to do. Yours is happening a little faster. You don't have to wait for 9:18, 9:27. You're going to have to do that right this week. And this is basically going to bring you through. Know that you can trust the relationships you're in. About blossoming towards them and being with them. Some of the information that's going to come along may be a little challenging. It might even feel like it's creating delays, but every time you feel one of those delays, go back to that. Like I said, do this meditation after we get off the show. After you've done that,
anytime you feel that something's bagging you down, or that there's a delay, or that, you know, the truth is being delivered to you and it's a little bit sharp, go back, close your eyes, and watch that rose blossom again, and just know that it's your time for blossoming, and don't let, you know, get yourself past that. Just pass it. Just know that that is not serving you, and you do not have to accept it. You do not have to take it on. It's actually sometimes more about somebody else and their baggage than it is your own. Right now, you are only meant to blossom. Again, another message for you to go outside and connect with nature, for you to bloom, which actually refers back to that blossoming flower. I have
I
was out on a walk
now. I'm sitting outside on my porch, and I'm talking with you girls, and I'm looking at the beautiful lights beyond, and yes, I am sitting outside with nature.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That is just what you're meant to do, to blossom and bloom and grow. And that's the message I have for you, Lynn.
Well,
thank you so much,
and I love you ladies, and I'm so glad I'm home this evening and did see it on the computer that you girls were going to be on, and I thank you, and you're awesome, and I wish you all the love and God bless, and you have a great, great, great rest of the week.
All right.
Oh,
you too. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
Bless.
Bye now.
All right. My next caller, I believe, is a Skype caller calling in. So I don't have a three-digit area code. Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us tonight. What is it that you'd like to know from your angels?
I'll just take whatever you pick up for me, please.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Hi. Thank you so much.
Shauna, this is DC. It's so nice to connect with you. The first message that I have for you, hon, is the angels want you to know that new beginnings are, you know, they're almost here, and you're starting like a new cycle of your life, and you want to start that beautiful cycle with, you know, happiness, joy, enthusiasm, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities around you, and with these opportunities, you're going to find that you're going to be fulfilled, you're going to be happy. Okay, and you're going to be able to use the talents and the skills that you have, okay?
Wow, that would be great.
And as you know, Shauna, we all know that we create our own reality, and, you know, with our thoughts and our intentions, okay? So make sure you pay close attention, you know, to what you're saying and, you know, what you're thinking, hon, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point, because I've been struggling lately, and I know I need to be more positive and et cetera.
Well, the angels are with you, and they're going to help you to achieve all that you wish to achieve in life, okay, as well as the universal energies, and they're always with you, and they're guiding you, okay? And what I'm getting is you have to break down, like, any perceived problem that you have, break it down into smaller steps, and then it becomes easier, you know, to get through it. Okay, I'm getting that there's a decision that has to be made. You have to make it now in order for you to move forward, Shauna, okay? And you've had a lot going on in your life. I sort of see that you've spread yourself a little bit too thin, and you really have to stop and, like, sort of recharge your batteries.
Right,
okay?
Right, that's true.
And just know, Shauna, you are so connected to God and the angels, and you can use this beautiful connection to heal yourself, your family, your friends, okay? And just know that in any given moment, we are never alone. We always have that beautiful divine connection, okay? And we're all, you know, interconnected. So I'm getting as well, the current situation that you're in, it involves maybe more than yourself. Look at the people that you are connected with, tune into their energy, and see if they're, you know, if they're supporting you in what you want to do, okay? And just, you know, and just remember that, you know, we can heal any situation when we focus, you know, on ourselves or them, and enjoy the happiness and the peace that's coming to you, hon. Okay?
Okay,
and try to look
great.
So, like, at the bigger picture, okay? And I sort of get that you feel a little guilty at times when you take a little bit more time for yourself, and you shouldn't.
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
Because if you take care of you, hon, you can take care of others. And the angels want you to know that you have the ability to change anything that you don't like in your life. If you want to change your surroundings, you could change your surroundings. Whatever it is you want to change, it can be changed. Okay?
Thank you. I needed to hear
okay,
that.
Okay, and I'm last message that I have for you is that your money struggles are going to be over. I see, you know, financial blessings coming your way. And just be open to getting, you know, this beautiful, these beautiful blessings in many ways, not just one way, okay? The prosperity is going to come in all different ways. All the prayers that you've
wow.
been praying, they've been answered, okay? And this is just like a validation for you that, you know, financial abundance is coming. And you so deserve it, Donna, okay?
Thank you. I just feel like you, like, just lifted a weight off of me. Thank you for these messages.
Bless you. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon, and, you know, please call us back and let us know how things turn out, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. What I have for you, actually, I have a huge message, and it has to do with a relationship or relationships. I'm not really quite sure, but it does definitely, it's about relationships. And there is a relationship that you're in that is actually really going, oh, man. I'm sorry. I just had everything blow up and fall on the floor. So let me collect my brain here. I swear, it's, you know, I told you it would be one of those nights, and it is. But that's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind. All right. About this relationship. It really has the ability to really grow closer, but there is some forgiveness that needs to take place. And but there definitely could become a positive solution to this situation. It may even be with a family member. I'm kind of getting that possibility. It's a family member, maybe not a loved one. But there is
thinking.
No problem. There what?
I said that's what I'm thinking.
I didn't hear you.
I said that's
yeah.
what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, there through this conflict, you really can create a better resolution and actually a tighter and more rewarding family connection. It's about meeting each and every person's emotional needs as well as their material needs. Because
right.
it has to do with both. It's not just emotional. It has to do with some material needs, which is creating conflict within their emotional needs. They're feeling not loved because their material needs aren't being met. And there really can be a great resolution with this. And there's a missing link here. And it's actually an opportunity of communication. So this, Tim, I'm getting the message that really this is an opportunity to move forward in learning how to communicate with this certain relationship. In the past, the communication breaks down constantly because you both come from just different, the way you look at the world or the way you look at things is just totally a different perspective. And so this is about you needing to come through and have a meeting of the minds and a meeting of that connection and being able to learn to talk and discuss and just flat out communicate with one another. It's a time of growth for this relationship, and it needs to happen. It has to happen, and it's going to happen. But it is going to take some work, and that is being open and conscious that I said to another caller previously, that if there's five people involved, there is five different perspectives, maybe even six or seven, because sometimes people have two. They argue with themselves on every subject. So just know that there is no, you know, unless you do some kind of math, there really is no finite answer to anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. Well, then enough of that, because if you understand, then that there we don't need to go any further with that. So the other things that I have to tell you, though, is I'm also getting actually two of the same messages for another caller that got these same two messages. It's to honor the cycle and rhythms of your body. So this is also something when I see same messages come through, I'm thinking, well, this is also added to the theme of tonight. So part of that is that each and it is time for blood, and it is a message for tonight. I'm getting a knock, knock, knock. And that is that it is a time for each and every one of us to blossom right now. It is time for each and every one of us to honor our own cycles and our own rhythms. So again, each one of you that are listening to this call or listening to a replay of this call, you need to honor these rhythms that are coming up, the rhythms of the numbers that are coming up, the moon rhythms, the cycles within our body, the cycles within our life, this, you know, the 999, the 918, the 927. It's going to help your energy levels. It's going to bring up your energy levels by working with these energies. So allow that to happen, because face it, we can all use more energy. I know I can. One of the things you need to do is purify yourself, purify your thoughts, purify your mind. That's one of the reasons why I go into nature, as actually several of the other callers got. I didn't get a nature card for you, but purifying, I got a purifying. So one of those things I'm really seeing is to purify with water. If you could go to a freshwater stream, something like that, and purify with water. If you could go to a fresh spring where the water is coming out of the ground, even better. If you can find none of that, go to a church and get holy water and bless yourself with that water. If that's not comfortable for you or you can't do that, then go ahead. Take some tap water and let it set, put a cover on it, but let it set for 24 hours and just let it decompress. Let it create the absorb the energy within the house. And then I want you to take that water, and I want you to hold your own hands over that water, and I want you to bless that water. If it's drinking water or purified water or something like that, then I want you to go ahead and drink that water to nurture your own body and refresh it and purify it with that water. If it isn't water that you would necessarily want to drink, then I want you to take that water and I want you to bless yourself with it. If at all possible, take that water and actually literally pour it over you and say a blessing for yourself with that water. And that's what I'm being asked to tell you to do for yourself tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you so much, Eileen. I love your show, by the way. I listen to you guys every week.
We're thrilled to be here and share with you and share with all of our listeners. It's a gift for DC and I to come in and just deliver your messages to you. We really, really do love you all from the deepest parts of our heart. I love you so much. And thank you so much for calling in, Shauna.
Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
All right. Our next caller is from the 631 area code.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to Angel Antics.
How are you meeting too, please?
All right. Well, let's see what your angels have for you then.
Hi, Suzanne. This is GC. Thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
Okay. The first message that I have for you is from the Angel of Prosperity. Okay. And, Suzanne, we have to realize, you know, abundance and, you know, prosperity, when we think of those words and then we hear the word lack, there's only lack here, like, you know, on the earth. There is no lack in the realm of spirit, okay? And, in fact, there is no desire unfulfilled. So we've got to, you know, we've got to let go of that feeling of, you know, we're having lack, we have doubt, we have fear, okay? And we have to be willing to change directions and allow more prosperity and abundance to manifest in our lives, okay? So to do this, the angels are asking you to love where you are, release the past, and open yourself up to all that is already yours, hon, okay?
Yes.
And with that being said, Suzanne, I'm getting that it's time for you to basically get a new story, okay?
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, it's time. Okay, so create that new beautiful story, one that really, you know, has those beautiful magical moments in it. It has, you know, it has all these happy times, happy endings, and it has, like, divine assistance throughout the whole story. And, you know, have a story that includes, you know, so much help from all your angels, your spirit guides, and just, you know, retire that old one, because it is an old story filled with suffering. There's some frustration. There's pain. And you don't need it anymore. It doesn't resonate with your beautiful energy as we're connecting, hon.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, and then the other message that I have for you, you're getting where you want to be, but there's still, like, a little bit more work for you to do. But you are beginning to see the rewards of the work that you've been doing. Okay, and there may be sort of like a pause in the action. But the angels are saying, Suzanne, it's not a time to be lazy. This is the time that you can just, like, sit there and really decide on what your next move is going to be. And sometimes when we sit there, we realize that the answer we're looking for is basically staring us right in the face. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if you meditate, but meditation would be really helpful at this point. And the angels are suggesting that you focus on the crown chakra. That's, you know, the top of your head there. And that's going to help you to connect with your spirit guides. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like you have to make a decision. And, you know, in order to make that decision, you're going to have to meditate a little bit. And you have to smile a little bit more. And when you smile, you're going to see how profoundly healing it can be. It not only is going to heal you, it's going to heal those around you. And I'm getting, you know, you may have prayed for healing, and the angels are saying, Suzanne, you are already healed. You know, the healing that you prayed for is on its way. Okay? And I feel like there may be a need to release a little bit. You have to watch what you're holding inside, and don't give any power to any kind of negativity. Watch the words that you're saying, okay, and try to speak only from your higher self, and, you know, have only, like, loving and peaceful communication. And I'm getting that it may be time for you to simplify your life a little bit. You've been going, you know, here, there, and everywhere, and you're spreading yourself a little bit too thin. Okay, so you really need a little bit of time to sort of, like, recharge your batteries. And you have
I took a new job. I just got it, and I like it as a teacher aide, and I'm going to stay with it. Maybe in a year or so I can get a promotion to an assistant. And now I'm
okay.
Really just open up just to go on dates. I just felt bad. I'm thinking, fat and old, but I'm not, so.
No. And you know what? I feel like there might be a little bit of drama around you as well. You've got to release from the drama and the negativity, okay? Okay, and I'm getting, just use a little bit of caution in relation to money this month, okay? Because if you're not cautious, you're going to be a little bit short, okay?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting my nails done, but I haven't in a while, so.
Okay, and if you're interested in a newer, better position, if you are, there's something coming your way, okay?
Well, I just started, so I don't know if it's going to be January or next September or.
Okay, but I do see something better coming. Okay, so if you are interested.
You know
okay.
When?
No, I'm just getting it's coming, hon. That's what I'm getting. Okay? And I'm
going to
turn you to Eileen, hon, because we're getting down to the last 10 minutes of the show, so I want to give her a chance to give you a message as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling us, hon.
You're
Eileen?
Welcome.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much. Suzanne, what I have for you tonight is actually
first different message I've gotten tonight. Lots of messages tonight have been very similar for me. But this one is telling me that you need to actually express yourself in through creative activities. I don't know if you are artistic or if you play music or something like that, but right now it's really time for you to really express yourself through the arts, whatever type of artwork you do. I'm kind of hearing music, but, I don't know. It's just time for you to express yourself and put yourself out there and really take that leap of faith, take the risk, because it's going to really open your heart up and bring you through to those desires in which you what you desire. Like you were saying that, you're a teacher's aide and that you would like to be an assistant, move up a step. One of those ways of doing that is to really put yourself out there for the kids. Take, not take over the classroom or take over what the teacher is doing, but add to it. If one of your things is to be out on the playground with the kids, instead of just watching them, interact with them.
Right now I'm just a one-on-one with one kid, so that's what I do all day. So I can't, I don't go to the playground.
Right. So if you're teaching reading or something like that, really make a difference. Sometimes bringing artwork into a struggling child opens up an area in their brain that that these kids aren't really reached very well in other ways.
And what it is, though? Like, I just have to watch him learn while the teacher's teaching, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So I really, I don't know. It's kind of like just keeping the kid on task.
Yeah, keeping that kid on task. But, some of that can still be done artistically. I was actually a Title I clerk at a high school for a while, dealing with those kids that were targeted.
But I'm not really allowed to, they're learning math. And, I can't be doing a little artwork. I don't have any time. It's like boom, boom, boom. They go from class to class, and then they go home. Like the English, the teacher teaches English. I got to keep my task. Then you go to the next. Then you go to the next until it's over.
Well, then maybe it's for you to get involved in being creative for yourself then.
Okay.
Maybe it's not about the class. Maybe it's just simply about you. Maybe you need to step to the side and, put your heart desires into action. I don't know if you do artwork or if you do music or anything like that. But what I'm telling you is, you're being called to do something like that and really, really open up yourself. It is time for a few endings and some new beginnings. So just make sure that you take the time right now. Like I said, it's time to release, renew, rejoice, anything that starts with an R-E. It is time for ending. So close those doors and let those things
go. What kind of ending?
Reinvent yourself. So you release what isn't serving you about yourself and reinvent yourself to be the person that you truly desire, that is more on your the path in which you feel brings you the greatest version of yourself.
Okay.
Because doors are really opening for that. And it's really time for you to come across and do that. Some of the skilled work you've been doing is really going to be rewarded. So really learn all that you can. And, in fact, you may even want to go back and take a couple of classes in that area of child development and working with children or anything. Like you were saying, in a year you were hoping that you'd get, to move to the next step up within the school district. I promise you, if you take a couple of classes that moves that energy forward and when you get your annual review and you can, and they say, well, what have you done to better yourself to be in this position? And you have things to offer them, like, well, I took a class on I don't know what age group you work with, but if you work with a young age group, you took a class in some type of child development a higher education or even a speed reading class so that you could learn to teach the kids to read better or how to
you know, focus their eyes so that they move faster throughout a book. There's many things that you could do. So what I'm seeing is that you're being called to do that at this time.
Okay.
Take time to, you know, take time to really work on those things, because that's what's going to bring you the furthest forward. And just know that the situation really is about motivating everyone, including yourself. And so that's what I'm seeing, is that you need to bring yourself forward and just learn a few more things about this position, and that's what you're really being called to do at this time. I hope that makes sense, and that is the message that
I'm
have
I'm trying
for
to
you.
Watch what they do and things like that, so that at one point I can get a job doing that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, especially if you just started, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of rules that if you cross those boundaries, you no longer will have your job.
You know, I don't cross boundaries. I just, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying that there is, you know, within the school district, there's certain parameters that you're allowed to work within. And so, yeah, we always have to, you kind of do have to watch those. So, but anyway, that's the message I have for you tonight. And I hope
that you see
that
I'm going to be doing okay in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that you can carry through with this. Like I said, you just kind of need to nurture yourself. And, you know, work within the energies and try to learn as much as you can. And maybe, you know, during, you know, any off time you have, or sometimes like at the community college, they will have classes over Christmas, between the Christmas and the next semester starting. So if you can take an interim class or something that's going to move you further forward in your position, that would be a good choice to do.
Okay, thank
that's
you.
That's the message. You're welcome, Suzanne.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have a few more callers, and I would really love to take them, but we are down to 3 minutes, and I hate to start with someone and not be able to give them a clear message, DC.
Oh, definitely.
So,
and Eileen, I just feel like we should take
I
want to take a couple of seconds, the two of us join together, and just send love out to everyone that's listening.
All right. Before that, I just want to say the caller from the 404, 312, and 863 area codes, if you call back in early next week, I will make sure that I pull you guys up first, because I realize that you guys have been waiting for more than like 30 minutes. So I'm just trying to, you know, offer that up to them. Why don't you go ahead and start with what you'd like?
Well, I'm just, you know what, I just, like I said, it just takes, you know, a couple seconds, you know, and collectively we just want to send love to everyone listening, because love was our theme for today, and I feel that if we send that beautiful energy out there, it's going to help everyone have a beautiful week.
I agree. So angel blessings to all of you, and DC and I will give you we'll just be quiet for 15 minutes, and we will pour our love out to anyone who called in and listened, or anyone that is listening to the archives. Just know that we are sending this vibrational energy out to you.
Yes.
All right. Just want to say, too, the 805 area code, if you call in beginning of show next week, I will also try to pick you up, too. Thank you all for listening today. I want to tell you all I love you. DC, I love you so much, and I want you to all go and tell your loved ones I love you. Today is a day that is really going to rejuvenate you and rejuvenate your family life. And that love that you share with one another and your closest mates. And so make sure that today you tell them I love you. DC, my twisted
and
sister,
I
love you so much. Thank you for joining me
I
on the
you.
Show tonight. It's wonderful to be a host
Thank
with you.
You. It is.
And let's say it together to everybody. We love you.
We love
you. All right.
Angel
good
blessing.
Night. See you next week.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you.